USA Radio News.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky. President Trump on Twitter talking about the 2020 election. He tweets, "I see that John Kerry, the father of the now terminated Iran deal, is thinking of running for president. I should only be so lucky, although the field that is currently assembling looks really good. For me!" Explanation point.
I signed the statewide emergency declaration in anticipation of Tropical Storm Gordon's landfall.
In other news, Louisiana's governor talking about the state's prep for Tropical Storm Gordon.
Much of southeast Louisiana can expect to see heavy rain of 4 to 6 inches, possibly 7 inches of rain in some areas. Storm surge of 3 to 5 feet is also possible.
Governor John Bel Edwards says federal money being made available just in case Gordon turns into a hurricane.
And I have authorized the National Guard to act about 200 guardsmen, primarily in southeast Louisiana.
This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
On Capitol Hill, a hearing for President Trump's Supreme Court pick.
Tuesday, the Senate Judiciary Committee will hold 4 days of hearings for President Trump's next pick for the Supreme Court of the United States, Brett Kavanaugh. Senator Lindsey Graham expects Kavanaugh to be a slam dunk.
If he does well at the hearing, he will get, my belief is 55 or higher. If he does well, and I'm sure he will do well. I think there are a handful of Democrats who will vote for Judge Kavanaugh if he does well, and maybe even more. A lot of people should vote for Judge Kavanaugh. If you're looking to a Republican president to pick a qualified conservative, he would be on the top of anyone's list, including not just Donald Trump. He's the one person I think every Republican president would see as the most qualified of their generation.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Tuesday, the Dow will open at 25,964. The Dow was off 22 points at the close on Friday. The Nasdaq up 21 before the Labor Day holiday. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. If you're an entrepreneur or a small business owner or perhaps want to be one for the first time, listen up. Seeking non-doctor entrepreneurs to operate a niche medical clinic for erectile dysfunction with no needles, no medication, and no surgery. It's an all-cash business, no insurance. The income potential is enormous. You do need startup capital. You have to be serious. You'll have to invest a few dollars. Contact them today to find out if you qualify. To see if your area is available, call 800-235-1462. That's 800-235-1462.
The father of a murdered Iowa college student at the hands of an illegal alien asks again Americans to refrain from politicizing her death. USA Radio's Chris Barnes with the story.
Individuals pushing for stronger border security and new immigration laws have been using it as an example, as the accused murderer is an illegal immigrant from Mexico. Even President Trump has brought up the death of Molly Tibbetts.
This is one instance of many. We have tremendous crime trying to come through the borders.
And in an op-ed piece in the Des Moines Register Saturday, Rob Tibbetts laments that some are ignoring the family's request, saying that while Molly may not be able to speak for herself, he can and will. And he implored people to show decency, saying he didn't want them to use her to advance views that she herself believed are racist.
Switching gears now, grizzly bear hunts on hold in Idaho and Wyoming due to a temporary restraining order. USA Radio's Wendy King with the story.
Last year, the U.S. Department of the Interior announced that the Yellowstone grizzly bear, a localized class of the North American grizzly found in the greater Yellowstone area, would no longer be considered endangered. When the bear hit the endangered list in 1975, it was estimated there were fewer than 150 left. Now, there are roughly 750. After that announcement, Wyoming and Idaho decided to hold grizzly hunts this fall. Environmental groups have sued the federal government to challenge the delisting decision.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.